The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, 3rd Chapter, Text Number 13, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on May 30th, 1972, in Los Angeles.
Translation. Shonaka said, the son of Vyasadev, Srila Shukadev Goswami, was a highly learned sage and was able to describe things in a poetic manner. What did Maharaj Parikshit again inquire from him after hearing all that he said?
Oh, Vaishnav Sukadeva Goswami is learned and poet. These are the qualification of Vaishnava. As you know, there are 26 qualifications mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and one of the qualifications is kavi, poet. Every Vaishnava in our disciplic succession, all the Vaishnavas, the later ages, within 200 years, during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, there were Vrindavan Das Thakur, Vaishnava, Lochan Das Thakur, Kavi Karanapur. They're all big poets. Later on, Vidyapati, Chandidas, Chandidas before Lord Chaitanya. Jayadev, he also, before Lord Chaitanya. All big, big kavis. The Jayadev kavis, this Pralaya Payadhijali Dhitabana Sibiridam. So, a Vaishnava, devotee of the Lord, is expected to have all good qualities. The more you become advanced in Krishna consciousness, all the good qualities that were covered by the cloud of Maya will come out. Good qualities are already there. Just like Krishna has got 64 good qualities in full, and we are minute particles of Krishna, therefore we have got also those good qualities in minute particles. But these good qualities are now covered. Just like fire is covered by the ashes. So it does not act. Although there is fire, but when it is covered by ashes, it does not act. So we are fire. Krishna is fire, we are also fire in quality. There's a big fire, blazing fire, and the sparks. The sparks are also fire. Therefore we sometimes desire to imitate Krishna. Because we have got these qualities in minute quantity, so we think that I am God. We do not know the quantitative difference. That we forget. We can say we are God, but teeny God, not the Supreme God. Spark, fire, blazing fire and spark. Now this quality, fire, this also becomes almost unseen when we are in this material world. Just like if the fire sparks fall down out of the blazing fire, it becomes extinguished. So in order to ignite again our fiery quality, we must go back to the original fire. Then the fiery quality, the brilliant fiery quality, will again be exhibited. This is Krishna consciousness movement. So, when we are in the process of going back to home, back to Godhead, out of so many qualities, 26 quality becomes very, at least they become manifest. And out of the 26 qualities, one quality is to become a poet. Poet he is, nobody can become poet. Unless he is poet. So kavi and rishi, muni rishi, those who are philosophers, learned scholars, they are called muni rishi. So, read the purport.
A pure devotee of the Lord automatically develops all godly qualities. Some of the prominent features of those qualities are as follows. He is kind, peaceful, truthful, equable, faultless, magnanimous, mild, clean, non-possessive, a well-wisher to all, satisfied, surrendered to Krishna, without hankering, simple, fixed, self-controlled, a balanced eater, sane, mannerly, prideless, grave, sympathetic, friendly, poetic, expert, and silent. Out of these 26 prominent features,
with the advancement of our spiritual consciousness, Krishna consciousness, we should verify whether these qualities are becoming manifest in my person. Just like when you eat, you understand that you are getting strength, or your appetite is being satisfied. Nobody requires to ask certificate. You can understand yourself. Bhakti parishanu bhava, virakti annatra syat. If we are advancing in Krishna consciousness, then our detachment for material things will, attachment for material things will decrease. This is one sign. Virakti annatrasya. Just like our students, they have become averse to so many things. You are all young boys and girls. So many young boys and girls are going to restaurant, to cinema and so many other things. But you have become detached. You have no more attraction. So, one side, progress of bhakti means one side we shall be detached and another side we shall increase or attach. So these are the qualifications. The first qualification is kind. Just like these sannyasis or Rupanuga Goswami, he has got a nice child, wife, nice wife, but being kind to the humanity is accepted, sannyas. This is kindness. No homely comfort. This is kindness. Lokanam hitakarino tattva turnamasi samandalapati saning sada tuchava bhutya dina ganesha ko karanaya ko pina kanthasito. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they are ministers. Ministers, not ordinary men. and therefore their association was most aristocratic. Mandalapati Sani. Mandalapati means big man who has got many followers, leaders of the society. So he gave up that association to Chavana. What is this nonsense? Gave up Rupa Goswami. Tatva tu namasisa mandalapati sani sada tuccha. Tuccha means insignificant. What is it? Then what he became? Hutya dinakanesa kau karunaya kopi nakantha sito. You have seen Rupa Goswami's picture. Only a little cloth. Kantha. Kantha means handmade quilt. All the rejected cloth, they are put together and sewn. It is called kantha. They utilize in rejected cloth. That is called kantha. So, this Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, accepted this mendicant life, although they are ministers, very rich men. Not only Rupa Goswami, all the Goswamis. Raghunath Das Goswami was the only son of his father and uncle. And in those days, the income was 1,200,000 of rupees. Almost king. So, for being compassionate with this poor fellow, who had forgotten Krishna and working simply, unnecessarily so hard to get some bread, that's all. Mudha. So, by becoming kind upon them, they took this mendicant order. Therefore, kindness and peaceful. Vaishnava is never turbulent. But the demons, they create disturbance. Vaishnava is peaceful. Peaceful. Truthful. Truthful. A Vaishnava knows the ultimate truth, Krishna. Therefore he is truthful. And equable. He has no distinction. Oh, here is a man, here is an animal. The animal has no soul, the man is soul. They have no such conclusion. Every living entity has gone. As Krishna says, sarva-junishu kaunteya. So he is kind not only to the human society. These philanthropists, altruists, nationalists, this is, that is, theirs. They are partial. First of all, they are maybe kind. They are not kind. They are all selfish. But even though they are kind, they are kind to their own men, not even outsiders. Not to the outsiders. In your country, they will throw away grains. But there are so many hungry people. Why they should not give? Produce more if you have got land, if you have got men. But they are not producing, they are not engaging. The men are becoming hippies and the land are lying idle without any production. God has given so much land, work, produce, distribute, prasada. This is kindness. But because they are not Krishna conscious, they cannot be kind. Faultless. You cannot find any fault of the devotee. Faultless. Magnanimous. Thinking for all living entities. There is no distinction. So I am American, I shall think for the American. I am Indian, I shall think for... No? Magnanimous. The most magnanimous is Lord Chaitanya. Namo Mahavadanaya, Krishna Prema Pradaya. Magnanimous. Giving Krishna prema, which is very rare. Krishna says, Manishanam Sahasri Sukhasti Jatati Siddha. It is very difficult to understand what is Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya is distributing Krishna like anything. Therefore, Mahavadana, magnanimous, mild and meek, clean, always cleanliness, because they have surpassed the stage of Brahminical life. Therefore, must be very clean, by taking bath, by washing cloth, keeping the kitchen very clean, everything clean, temple. Tanmandira marjanadishu, Sri Vigrahara dhananittanana singara tanmandira marjanadu. The temple should be bright, always clean. Non-possessive. Materialistic person, they are trying to possess more. But now, simply what is absolutely necessary, must have. Just like we don't keep any furniture, you know. What is the use of furniture? We can lie down on the floor. So many things, materialistic person they possess. But we try to simplify the matter, plain living. Well-wisher to all. Well-wisher. Just like we are advising our all students, save your country. They are becoming hippies. It's not, future is very gloom. Try to save them. So Vaishnava will always think like that. How people will be happy? Sarve sukhina bhavantu. Vaishnava desire is not exploitation. Vaishnava desire is that how others will be happy. How they will understand Krishna. How they will get happiness in this life and next life. This is Vaishnava. Satisfied in any condition. Not that I must have all these things, then I will be satisfied. Otherwise I am going from the temple. No, this is not Vaishnava qualification. You must live with the devotees, even if you are not satisfied. Any condition you should be satisfied. Because as soon as you leave the company, you become again rogues, again demon. At least you will be saved if you keep with the company of the devotees. Satang prasangat mama bija sangvita. If you give up the company, then you again become rogues and demons. Therefore you must be satisfied. In whatever condition, whatever Krishna has given, that's all. Satisfied. Surrender to Krishna. And that satisfaction can be achieved only when one is fully surrendered to Krishna. If I have surrendered to Krishna, Krishna has taken my charge. Krishna says, aham tang sarva papi, bhumma kushami, then why shall I bother myself? If I am thinking I am suffering, it is also Krishna's grace. We should take like that. Even in my consideration, I am in a position which is apparently suffering, we must accept as Krishna's grace. All right, I have surrendered to Krishna. If Krishna is giving me suffering, that's all right. That is surrender. Oh, I have surrendered to Krishna, and now Krishna is giving me suffering. Leave Krishna consciousness. That is not surrender. Surrender means in any condition you remain surrender. That is surrender. Not that I put my own condition, and if you satisfy me, then I surrender. That is business. That is not surrender. Surrender means in any condition, fully surrender to Krishna. without hankering. What is the hankering? Why shall I be hankering? I know Krishna will give me all protection, otherwise why shall I hanker? Without hankering. Simple. No duplicity. Simple. The worldly man, they are duplicity, speaking something, cheater. That is the one of the qualifications of materialistic man. He must be cheater. There are four defects. Commit mistake, to be illusion, to become cheater, and imperfect senses. This is called material lie, conditioned lie. We must commit mistake. However, a great philosopher, we are talking about the philosopher, so many contradictory things they say. Because he is an ordinary man, how he can say the right thing? It is not possible. Right thing can be said only by liberated person. Therefore, we take advice from the liberated person. Just like we are understanding all this from Vyasadeva, from Sukadeva Goswami, they are liberated. We are not reading some Mr. John or Mill's book, no. Liberated soul. That should be our source of knowledge. Mannerly, prideless, grave. Grave means don't talk nonsense. Don't talk nonsense. Don't waste time. If you have got time, chant Hare Krishna. But don't talk nonsense. Grave, that is called gravity. Grave, sympathetic. We should be very much sympathetic. If some of our fellow men fall sick, we must take care of him, give help him. Because after all, we have got this body, sometimes we may fall sick. So, we should be sympathetic and friendly. Everyone friend. As Krishna is friend of everyone. Suridam sarva-bhutanam. So, if you are Krishna's representative, how I can be enemy of anyone else? I must be friendly. Friendly, poet, an expert, and silent. Silent worker, not advertising. Silent. These are the qualifications of Krishna. So, we must try to follow, not imitate. But follow. Follow, that is nice. Then?
Out of these 26 prominent features of a devotee, as described by Krishnadas Kaviraj in his Chaitanya-charitamrita, the qualification of being poetic is especially mentioned herein in relation to Shukadeva Goswami. The presentation of Srimad Bhagavatam by his recitation is the highest poetic contribution. He was a self-realized learned sage. In other words, he was a poet amongst the sages.